Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mike De La Haas. Batting second. The center fielder, Don Dillard. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Budden. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gene Conley. And now, play ball. Mike De La Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Haas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards short. Budden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Green fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Power. The throw from Pagliarani and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Temple is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Button reaches second base with a double. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dillard, who is chasing the ball. Green reaches third base with a triple. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields the ball and throws to Grant covering. Safe. Green scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland, who is chasing the ball. Yastrzemski reaches third base with a triple. Geiger goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0-1 in the game. DeLahaz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Locke now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeLahaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeLahaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-1 in the game. Francona strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-1 in the game. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Conley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dillard. Conley reaches second base with a double. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Green takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Power reaches second base with a double. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple bunts towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. Power moves to third. One out. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke strikes out. Two outs. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0 for 2 in the game. DeLahaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yastrzemski tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dillard hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Button takes first base on ball 4. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Conley is called out on strikes. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Geiger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lock, and towards Temple, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Mike Forknaley's now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Power hits a line drive towards short. Button reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Bobby Locke. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Essigian reaches second base with a double. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Mike De La Haas. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Pagliarani for a passed ball. Essigian moves to third. Niemann moves to second. Jack Kubizin pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dillard for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. the Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Kubizin now playing shortstop. Chuck Essigian now playing center field. Frank Funk now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubizin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pagliarani moves to third. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Funk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Francona moves to third. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Francona tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Power takes first base on ball 4. Romano moves to second. Bob Hale pinch hits for Johnny Temple. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Romano scores. Power moves to third. It's Indians, 6, Red Sox, 6. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Essigian strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Woody Held now playing shortstop. Jack Kubizin now playing second base. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Mike Forknealis. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubizin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Funk covering, for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Geiger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. he's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubizin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Geiger moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubizin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Arnold Early now pitching. Jack Kubizin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubizin hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubizin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Romano strikes out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Phillips moves to third. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Power takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball 4. Power moves to second. Dave Hillman now pitching. Chuck Essigian batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Essigian is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Essigian hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Power scores. Held moves to second. It's 8-6, Indians. Jack Kubizin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubizin is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubizin takes first base on ball 4. Held moves to third. Essigian moves to second. Frank Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-1 in the game. Funk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Held scores. Essigian scores. Kubizin moves to third. It's 10-6, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger, who is chasing the ball. Francona reaches third base with a triple. Cubizan scores. Funk goes all the way around to score. It's 12-6, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Button strikes out. One out. Carroll Hardy pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy strikes out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.